Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee. Clark, tough one to open up SEC play, falling to Kentucky on Saturday. And I was there. It was a great environment. It was a packed house. But one thing I've been noticing is with AJ Swan is he's got the bravado to be able to make some of those risky throws, to be able to go out there and really, try and take some risks. But sometimes they don't always fall his way. What's one thing that you've been talking to AJ Swan about, taking those risks but taking them responsibly?
Well, this has been a conversation that we've been having since the Hawaii game. Honestly, there were, if you go back to that game and the manner in which we won that game, we missed opportunities to separate, and we exposed the ball late, and they weren't able to capitalize. And so I can remember a play where their corner jumped the ball in the flat and actually it hit him right in the chest, and he would have been going the other way for a touchdown had he not dropped the ball. So you think about that win, and you consider how we have failed to redirect the way that we're playing and protecting the football at the quarterback position. You understand a little better that we're fortunate to come out of the game without something more dramatic. We gave the ball up on the goal line against Alabama A&M, and then obviously, since then we've been. And it hasn't all been AJ, right? There's been other facets that have led to turnovers and scores off turnovers. But certainly, when you look at the Kentucky game, the two interceptions for touchdown and the one that set possession inside the 10-yard line were backbreakers for us. And so so you ask about, our conversations. I mean, you can be a really good quarterback, and AJ is. He's just young. He started 11 games for us. He's 19 years old. He's learning the position, and these are hard lessons to learn. But you can be a really good quarterback, and at times that means you're taking sacks. At times that means you're throwing the ball away. At times that means you're finding your check down early in the progression rather than late. And all those things strengthen the performance of the team. And so you want your quarterback to be able to take risks. What you don't want to see is us throwing a seam ball into three defenders that are there to ready to intercept it. I mean, it's just there's some things that what you don't want to see is a ball when you're under pressure thrown late and without any tempo to the flat. Those are things that aren't ever going to be a recipe for success offensively. Those are risks that we're not willing to take, and we have to play better at that position to have a chance to do what we want to do as a team.
Yeah, absolutely. All learning opportunities. Clark Lee is with us. Clark, Will Shepard to me is like cowbell. I need more Will Shepard. He has been so fun to watch. He had that great catch in the end zone that, of course, got called back because of the holding call. How do you want to, or do you want to get Will Shepard more involved into the passing game, and what's your plan to do that?
Well, he's been really consistent in the red zone for us. He's not been as consistent for us in the field. And so getting him, and there's two aspects of this, and, I know Derek has opinions on this too, but the first is, if you're going to play receiver, you gotta block on the perimeter, and we need to make sure that, we've got talented skill both at running back, at tight end, and at receiver. We need to be blocking when we're called to block in a manner that opens up opportunities for us to get the ball moving and be efficient. And then there's been a couple where, I can think of it kind of a couple out routes and a couple of slant routes where we haven't been consistent pulling them in. That's uncharacteristic of him. First of all, Will's a tough player. And so, I think for him, it's shifting focus to the small things done well. And just making sure he's present, snap in, snap out. But I'd like to see a little more consistency there in the middle of the field. Obviously, we know what we have when we get in the red zone. He's as good of a one-on-one player down there. He's big body. He's a strong catcher. He's got the attitude for it, too. Like, he wants that ball. And so we need to keep getting your cowbell down there. But I want for him to strengthen that performance in the field, and he will. Because that's the kind of player he is.
We're talking with Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Now, you're right, Coach. I've always said when it comes to blocking and receiver, it's a want to, not a how to. I think if you want to go out there and block, you will block. If you don't, you're going to put up an effort where it shows on film. Now, you were without your safety, DeRicky Wright, to start the game. But then Jalen Mahoney goes out because of a targeting call. How much stress does that put on your secondary, not just in the prior game, but moving forward? And what is the latest with DeRicky? I think, will Jalen be able to play the start of next game, or does he have to miss a quarter?
No, fortunately, you know, because, it was one of those gut punches early that, we were – obviously, we knew – the way Jalen plays, too, I mean, he plays a physical and kind of ruthless style of football, and so you always know this is a possibility. But on the contact, we just need him to keep his eyes up and his head up. But regardless, obviously, you know, we had two guys in that game. First of all, Jalen will be available because it happened in the first half. Mm-hmm. We had two guys in that game, and Marlon Sewell and John House, that prepared as though they were going to start, and were ready when their numbers were called. And it wasn't perfect. There were things, I think, early on, especially, you know how it is. You get out there, and game speed's a little different than practice speed. Mm-hmm. You gotta kind of learn how the angles tighten a little bit, and the mistakes get amplified, and I thought through the first couple series for them, they did that, but they settled in and played really well. Obviously, House had the pick. Marlon Sewell was one of our leading tacklers, had the stop on third and one. It was a huge play. Did it put some stress and pressure on us? Yes. At one point, Marlon was a little banged up, and so we were getting Payne Daniel ready. Payne is a walk-on for us from NBA, who got into school, and we were fortunate to have connection, and, you know, he walked on to the team this summer. But, you know, I don't think in his wildest dreams, he or his family's wildest dreams, in the first SEC game of the season, would he be strapping his helmet up to go out there and play safety. Marlon was able to stay in the game and finish it out. So I'm really proud of those guys. I think it's an opportunity for them to step up and show their preparation and support the team that way. DeRicky practiced today. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that he'll be back. He wasn't without a little bit of a limp, but it was good to see him out there and getting his speeds. Obviously, you know, when you're out for a while, he's kind of been going without practice in the week and then just playing on Saturday, over time you end up exposing yourself to soft tissue issues. And so we're just trying to get him and his body back in the physical shape it needs to be to play. We feel like Jalen's availability this Saturday and DeRicky's availability this Saturday will solidify a group that now has built some depth because of having to fight through the injuries early in the season.
We're talking to Clark Lee. Chris Fowler, I can't remember exactly what game I was watching that he was doing, because he's doing some NFL games now, but he was talking about this phenomenon of the Australian punters. It snuck up on me. I didn't realize how many there were. I think he said there were 12 of 14 SEC teams that have one at least on the roster. And man, you guys have an unbelievable punter. That was one thing that helped get you guys back in the game, the field position change that he is providing very consistently.
The unfortunate thing is that, well, the first unfortunate thing is that I haven't been able to take a recruiting trip to Australia yet. The only
thing is, you know, put that on your list.
Out there for 4 hours. Yeah, I need to go out there for a few weeks, I think. No, Matty Hayball, listen, the unfortunate thing for us as a team is that we are winning those margins, and those are the margins that, you know, coming into the season, we were paying close attention to. Yeah, I didn't anticipate having the ball security issues, and particularly just, again, that decision-making through the quarterback position that we've had. But our starting field position, the way we're pinning the opponent, it's been awesome. The way we're flipping the field, you know, it's remarkable the year he's having. And you know, if you haven't spent any time with Matt Hayball, I don't know if you guys have ever heard that, you know, do you guys know the cookies, Tim Tams? Do you guys know about that?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, let me educate you. Tim Tams are an Australian cookie that, you know, when Matt goes home, he always comes back with gifts. And he always brings Tim Tams for my kids and coffee for the office here. And I've got a freezer full of Tim Tams now. The family is obsessed. And so they, you know, they order on Amazon or whatever. But Matt Hayball is just, he's one of the great guys in this program. He's old. I think he's 24 years old now. He is mature, a great leader, a humble worker, and he is a difference maker for us. And, you know, we should be talking about a team that, you know, has at least won 3 or 4 games to this point because of his efforts. And it's unfortunate we're not, but he needs to be recognized regardless because of his contributions. Pretty awesome.
So, Clark, I noticed today at your press conference you said that or AJ is questionable. I don't know. It may still be the lingering effects on his throwing arm, but I know it's got to be something for you to watch as he's making mistakes. As you mentioned, he's still very young, so it's got to be going through your mind, what is the best way to get him where he needs to be? And even within a game, is it time at, you know, is there a certain point where you have to take him out so he can take the step back, maybe to take the 2 steps forward?
Well, that's what we need to, you know, we're paying attention to right now. And I, you know, I think it's hard because we know how talented he is. We believe in AJ. And like you say, and I've said this too, and I said it here at the presser, but, you know, he's a 19-year-old who started 11 games, who's still learning process, and he's still learning progression. And he's made some remarkable plays for us this season. But with the elbow and the fact that he's on a pitch count this week and just in preparation, just meaning, you know, he's not taking every throw in practice. You know, we got to look at what's the best for the program moving forward. And is it getting him back fully healthy? Is it allowing him to create a little bit of space to reset himself mentally? You know, or is it putting him back out there and just continuing to let him to learn through his mistakes and knowing that he is improving, he is getting better. And again, I think the performance hasn't shown that yet, but with every one of those mistakes, he's learning a little bit more and we're going a little bit further in the way we're teaching and coaching him. That's what we're looking at this week. And I could see, you know, both of those strategies being effective. I think the number one thing we're focused on is just, you know, we want him back healthy. I don't want to put him back out there if I feel like, you know, 2 series into the game, he's going to be dealing with arm pain that's affecting the way he's performing. That's not fair to him. It's not fair to the program either. So that's what we're paying attention to right now, and we'll see how he progresses as the week goes.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, appreciate you for stopping by. Always appreciate your time. And also, what would be appreciated is a couple extra boxes of Tim Tams.
Yeah, the Tim Tams.
That you got laying around.
Sounds good. Yeah.
We will gladly accept those if they're taking up too much.
And or the coffee from down under.
Well, all of the above.
The coffee lasts about a week, Willie. So, but the next time we do this thing in person, we'll Tim Tams for all. How about that?
Sounds good.
Deal.
Appreciate that. Thank you for stopping by, Clark. Good luck this all weekend, guys, against Missouri.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Clark. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach. Appreciate him for stopping by as always. Let's wrap it up with some of your Titans thoughts coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.